This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 5, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. In the past, there was no need for any synthesis. Now, the need exists. The world was, in the past, divided. The world was very, very big. People remained confined in their countries. Teachings were not meeting. A Mohammedan lived like a Mohammedan, never aware of what the Vedas say. A Hindu lived like a Hindu, never knowing really what Zarathustra has taught. But now the world has become very small, a global village. The world has shrunken tremendously. Now everybody knows everything else. A Christian is not just a Christian. He knows what the Gita says. He knows what the Quran says. Now there is confusion. Because the Quran says something, the Gita says something, the Bible says something else. Now everybody is aware of everything else that is around. People go on moving from one country to another country, from one teacher to another teacher. There are many here who have been with many teachers. Now they are a mess. A great synthesis is needed. In the future, religions will not be able to exist separately. No, that will become impossible. I am just creating the base for a new temple, which will be a church also, a mosque, a gurudwara. I am creating a base for the religious man who will be neither a Christian, nor a Hindu, nor a Mohammedan, just religious. Now the time is ripe for a great synthesis. It was never so. Buddha was talking to people who were not Mohammedans. Jesus talked to people who were Jews. Jesus talks as if there exists nobody else other than Jews. He was talking to Jews, but now, to whom am I talking? Here are Jews, Christians, Mohammedans, Jains, Buddhists, Sikhs, all are here. You are a miniature world. Soon, when people will understand each other more, the differences will be lost. When a Christian will understand the Gita really, the distinction between the Gita and the Bible will be lost. They will become one whole. That's why I am trying to talk about all the systems and all the masters, so a base can be created. On that base will stand the temple of the future, the religious man of the future. He will not be a Christian. In fact, in the future, if somebody is a Christian, he will look a little outdated. And if somebody is a Hindu, he will look a little stupid. And if somebody still insists that he's a Mohammedan, he will not be a contemporary man, a dead man. The future is for religion, in which all religions will mingle and meet and dissolve. That's why it was not needed in the past. Now it is needed. Now man is just around one of the greatest turning points. It always happens after 25 centuries that humanity takes a turn. The circle is complete. The human consciousness had taken one turn at the time of Buddha. Now 25 centuries are over. And the turn is just in the near future. Those who are alert will be benefited most by that turn because they can use that tide. They can ride on that tide. They can reach home easily. When the sea is on ebb, it is difficult to reach the shore. When the sea is on tide, the waves are moving towards the shore on their own. You just leave your boat with them. And they carry you. just within 25 years, one of the most significant points of history will be reached, and human consciousness will take her turn. If you are ready and meditative at that moment, much is possible, which will not be possible again for 25 centuries. At Patanjali's time, there was a turn. Patanjali existed 25 centuries before Buddha. This has always been so. It is just like the Earth takes one round of the sun in a certain period of time. The whole human consciousness moves in a circle and comes to the original source in a certain time. That is 25 centuries. That critical moment is near. It can become very radical. If, in your mind, you are synthesized, you will be able to use that term. If you are not synthesized, you remain a Mohammedan, you remain a Christian, you remain out of date, you remain of the past. You are not here. You are not available to the present. To make you available to the present, to make you capable of understanding what is going to happen soon, that's what this whole synthesis is all about.